chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans have the fundamental right to vote freely and fairly. Speaking in Philadelphia, Biden saying Americans should have the right to know that their vote will be counted.
Some things in America should be simple and straightforward. Perhaps the most important of those things is the right to vote.
Senate Republicans are pushing more Americans to get vaccinated to help stop the spread of the Delta variant.
If you're a football fan, we're in the red zone, but we're not in the end zone yet, and we need to keep preaching that getting the vaccine is important.
Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's perplexed why Americans have not been able to finish the job. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt saying Americans must get vaccinated to ensure that a future variant doesn't develop that these vaccines can't protect against. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Officials in Florida are giving an update on the condo collapse in Surfside. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava giving an update on the number of deaths in the collapse.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Cava saying over 18 million pounds of concrete have been removed from the collapse site. The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says part of the bipartisan infrastructure plan must go towards combating extreme weather.
Climate change has forced us to repair and rebuild our infrastructure in a way that takes into account our new reality. Our infrastructure must become more resilient to extreme weather.
Schumer adding that he's worried about larger wildfires and more hurricanes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is calling on Oregonians to be mindful of how much water they're using in what's turning out to be a hot, dry summer in the Pacific Northwest. Brown may not be enforcing water regulations on her population, but if you're a farmer, Washington, D.C. is regulating how much water you can and can't use. Oregon farmer Jason Flowers speaks out on how water management regulations are impacting his family's land.
To start out, I mean, it's just sad for our basin, really. You know, the Bureau of Reclamation developed this project in the early 1900s, and they dried up two lakes so that people could farm them and feed a hungry nation. And in doing so, they dammed Upper Klamath Lake so that they could store the water that used to evaporate from those other two lakes and use that water for irrigation. Now we have to deal with the Endangered Species Act and the way the Bureau of Reclamation manages the water for those endangered species that we're dealing with, and it's pretty frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Expect to pay more for that 12-pack of soda after Labor Day. The chief financial officer of New York-based PepsiCo explained consumers will likely see price hikes after Labor Day. Meantime, Illinois-based Conagra will also raise prices due to inflation. The company owns products like Slim Jim Jerky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans have the fundamental right to vote freely and fairly. Speaking in Philadelphia, Biden saying Americans should have the right to know that their vote will be counted.
Some things in America should be simple and straightforward. Perhaps the most important of those things is the right to vote.
Senate Republicans are pushing more Americans to get vaccinated to help stop the spread of the Delta variant.
If you're a football fan, we're in the red zone, but we're not in the end zone yet, and we need to keep preaching that getting the vaccine is important.
Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's perplexed why Americans have not been able to finish the job. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt saying Americans must get vaccinated to ensure that a future variant doesn't develop that these vaccines can't protect against. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Officials in Florida are giving an update on the condo collapse in Surfside. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava giving an update on the number of deaths in the collapse.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Cava saying over 18 million pounds of concrete have been removed from the collapse site. The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says part of the bipartisan infrastructure plan must go towards combating extreme weather.
Climate change has forced us to repair and rebuild our infrastructure in a way that takes into account our new reality. Our infrastructure must become more resilient to extreme weather.
Schumer adding that he's worried about larger wildfires and more hurricanes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is calling on Oregonians to be mindful of how much water they're using in what's turning out to be a hot, dry summer in the Pacific Northwest. Brown may not be enforcing water regulations on her population, but if you're a farmer, Washington, D.C. is regulating how much water you can and can't use. Oregon farmer Jason Flowers speaks out on how water management regulations are impacting his family's land.
To start out, I mean, it's just sad for our basin, really. You know, the Bear Reclamation developed this project in the early 1900s, and they dried up two lakes so that people could farm them and feed a hungry nation. And in doing so, they dammed Upper Klamath Lake so that they could store the water that used to evaporate from those other two lakes and use that water for irrigation. Now we have to deal with the Endangered Species Act and the way the Bear Reclamation manages the water for those endangered species that we're dealing with, and it's pretty frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Expect to pay more for that 12-pack of soda after Labor Day. The chief financial officer of New York-based PepsiCo explained consumers will likely see price hikes after Labor Day. Meantime, Illinois-based Conagra will also raise prices due to inflation. The company owns products like Slim Jim Jerky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay. Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, this past week, I was delving back into Greek mythology and some ancient Greek plays. I do. I always go to
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Hi. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
All right. It looks like we're back tonight here on Random Walk Hunterdon. I'm your host, Victoria Ann Davis, and joining me now from RC Collectibles in Lebanon, New Jersey, please welcome Mario Russo. Good evening, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening to you as well.
So how are you doing this evening?
We're doing really well.
I appreciate you having us down, and you know, it's summertime, you know, so a lot of running around going on with the family and things, but everything's going great.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, it sounds like you've got some fun stuff coming up. Yeah, on the 22nd. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, RC Collectibles, we're always doing different kinds of events and things like that. And actor Dominic Pace, who plays the bounty hunter Gecko in The Mandalorian, will be stopping in doing a signing. And we have we're calling it Star Wars Day at RC Collectibles. We're having Vader's First Legion come in. They're all the costume characters in costume, and we're doing a one-day Star Wars silent auction. We always raise money for charity when we're doing this as well. I believe Wounded Warrior Project is the beneficiary of this event, or it could be St. Jude's. We usually go back and forth between the two.
Right.
And then we're also giving Star Wars giveaways all night, and then we do pack breaks, usually for sports-related, but this time we're mixing in Star Wars products, and Dominic Pace is also going to be there. He's going to come in from 1 to 7, and he's signing his comic book and things that Lucasfilms has given him licensing to sign. So he has his comic book and photos and such that'll be there as well. It should be a really good event. Dom is the nicest, sweetest guy you ever want to meet. He's such a good person, and he's so looking forward to just coming in. And what's great about Star Wars is it's one of these things, too, where even these obscure characters really find a niche and a following, you know, and it's great. And his character's taken off. Bounty Hunter Gecko has taken off. He's been in a couple of different episodes in the first season and so on. And I'll let him tell you all about what's going on. I think we can get Dominic on the phone for you if you want.
Well, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, so if you would like, I can call him up right now
and see if we can
get him on.
Put
him on speaker and see how that works out for us.
Yeah.
We are located at 1060 U.S. Highway 22 in Lebanon. So we're right in the heart of Hunterdon County, which we love Hunterdon County. Let's get Dom up over here. Let's see.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating place. Where we're located, we're pretty fortunate.
And beautiful building here, too. What a gorgeous Victorian this is, too.
Oh, thank
you. Such history, you know. Let's see if we can get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, it's Mario. I'm doing well. We have some friends here, you know, at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce or Flemington Chamber of Commerce. Would like to speak to you, but we can ask you some questions. Can I put you on speaker? All right, buddy. Here they are. Can you hear me, Dom?
Yes.
Is that coming in clear for you guys?
I think so. I hope so. Yeah, if you put up the microphone up.
Doing good, bud. How you making out?
I'm doing great. This has been quite an ambitious journey, something I think pretty historic within the Star Wars world. But I think it goes hand in hand with so many small businesses that were not really necessarily the big star or the big box stores like Walmart and Home Depot. But I've just managed to sort of merge with a lot of these small businesses starting back during the pandemic. And it's almost like a Rudy Rüdiger Star Wars story. And
that's you know, awesome.
Very far from being the star of The Mandalorian, but at the same time, it's amazing what can happen when you have a lot of spirit, a lot of heart, and you go out there and help others. It's been absolutely amazing. Just the environment has been very infectious, not only within the charitable organizations, the Star Wars community, but also the small businesses there as well. Last year, I managed to raise over $25,000 for small business, as well as over $5,000 for charity. And this year, we've got about 50 stops as well. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to be going to the state of New Jersey. My late uncles were pretty prominent over there in South Plainfield and Edison, so very much looking forward to it.
Yes, God bless you for all that, Dom. And would you like to ask him some questions?
I'm really glad that you can be on the program tonight. What is something that attracted you to the character of playing Gecko on The Mandalorian?
That, I'm sorry, it's coming in a little muffled.
Sure, sure. She was asking you what attracted you to playing the character of Gecko on The Mandalorian.
Oh, man, I've been a character actor for over 20-plus years. My first playset was a Cantina playset back in 1980. I grew up in Westchester County in New York. So you can imagine the shock that I received to know that I was going to be a one-of-a-kind bounty hunter, member of the Bounty Hunters Guild, and flanking Carl Weathers for an entire 2 weeks. It was absolutely a big dream come true. I've been on over almost 100 different television shows, some major guest stars and co-stars, a few starring roles throughout my career, recurring. But this was just an absolute dream come true because being a kid of the 80s, the whole reason I wanted to be part of entertainment was because of the fun, because of the escapism, similar to Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, and Goonies. So it was an absolute dream come true.
That's awesome, Dom. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be. I know you're going to Patriot Stadium the night before, and you told me something today that I didn't know, that you're a singer as well.
Yeah, I was always a good singer. I was never a great Broadway singer, but just honored to be able to represent our country by singing the national anthem, and that will be for the Somerset Patriots there on the night of the 21st. I've got a huge support system there within the Star Wars community, so we have a few guys who will be dressing up to support me that night, but I just can't tell you how grateful I am to be in the state of New Jersey. My uncle was a huge inspiration and father figure to me, my grandmother's brother. His name was Tullio Chuck Caparelli. He was the chief of police in South Plainfield, and then my other uncle, Angelo Caparelli, was on the Board of Health in Edison, New Jersey, at John F. Kennedy Hospital there. So it's an honor to be back home. I've got my cousin joining us, as well as Major League Baseball local artist James Tarantino. So it'll be an absolute dream, not to mention to continue our support of small business. Again, as a working character actor, I'm one of the 99%ers, very similar to a lot of the small businesses. So it just means the world to be able to lend a helping hand as well and get some foot traffic. And obviously, we're all trying to recover still throughout the pandemic there, through the pandemic.
That's awesome, Dom. And thank you for your family's service, too, as well. Did you have any more questions? Well, we appreciate, Dom. So you're going to be bringing your comic book by, is that correct?
That's correct. It's a fan fiction comic, really fan-friendly, just my way of saying thank you to all the fans for putting this guy on the map, this character, Gecko. And basically, it just comes with a signed a photo as well. So for $25, you not only get a signed comic, fan fiction comic, but also you get a signed photo as well. So I'm really excited to be able to kind of say thank you to the fans for supporting something so small. This is the only franchise to where sometimes the smaller you are, the more unique and more popular you are. So I just can't tell you how grateful I am for all the fan support there.
Well, it's an awesome character. I really appreciate it. And, we're going to be doing a one-day silent auction Star Wars, too. So we're going to help to raise some money for you as well to help you out as well. Thanks, Dom. Thanks for everything. We'll let you go. We know you're a busy man, so I appreciate the time you spent with us. Ladies, did you have anything else you want to ask him before he goes?
I think it's really great that he's had this very Jersey strong life. And
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, be safe in your travels, Dom. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. My best to the chamber. I look forward to seeing you guys.
All right, thanks, bud. Take care. Have a good night.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sweet guy.
He is. He's a real sweetheart.
Yes, he is a really nice guy. Yeah. So it's going to be a great event that we're doing. And again, we do all sorts of different events there. So it's going to be fun. We're going to do giveaways all night, and we'll give out packs of cards, Star Wars cards to the kids and things like that. So it should be a fun night.
Yeah. So how long have you been in business?
I'm very blessed. I owned a restaurant and a catering company for 30 years. And when I was getting ready, I owned Russo's Continental Cuisine in Bound Brook for 30 years. Just when I was just getting ready I got lucky. Somebody wanted my property. And this was a plan of, I always collected cards and did this since I was a little boy. And I was actually doing this for a while as an adult as well, and on a side job. And I always joke with people that I, collected the cards and I had to deal cards to support my habit of collecting cards. So because I would buy and buy. And, of course, my wife would throw me out if I didn't get rid of some of the stuff. So it was great because we ran auctions there as well. And then when I was blessed to sell the building, which was way ahead of schedule in my plans because I had hoped to do this later in life, I found a great landlord, and he took real good care of me. Chuck Urban's a great guy. And we found this beautiful store because I didn't want a mom-and-pop store. I wanted something a little bit more unique. So what I found out in doing shows over the years is what really I liked about doing it was people would come and see stuff and say, wow, I remember this. I had this as a kid. Or that's a really cool poster of, that Western. I haven't seen that in years and such. And that's what really drew me to it was the memory lane aspect. We do have one of the largest selections of sports cards and non-sports cards probably in the state, maybe in most of the country. So we have a tremendous vintage collection, but we also have unique items from political pins to trains to stamps to comics to coins. Today I purchased some vintage tobacco tins. So there's collectors in everything, whether it's be tobacco, Americana, movies. And we have movie memorabilia, relics, and things like that. We have actually props from The Patriot and Last Samurai and so on. So if you come to the store, which is really cool, we also have an auction house in the back. We do a live auction the first Wednesday of every month at our auction house right there at 1060 U.S. Highway 22. And then we also do a silent auction, which runs twice monthly. It's almost constantly running, so people come in and bid on the auction, leave their name and phone number, and we call back the winners. And then we do a Facebook Live, which is the third Wednesday of every month. We do our Super Bowl Sunday show. We have customer appreciation days, which we combine with pack breaks as well. So we always have a lot of different events going on. One of the things that's really cool that we just brought in, we purchased the two original lockers from Shea Stadium. One of them was Nolan Ryan's locker. Okay, so if you come by to RC Collectibles and you go in the auction house, you'll see two original Shea Stadium lockers. One of them was Nolan Ryan's. They're one of a kind. And if you'd like to take your picture in a locker, it's really cool, you can. We actually asked, that, you know, you don't have to, that you donate a dollar to Wounded Warrior Project, because we're always trying to raise money for Wounded Warriors or whatever charity that we're raising for. And we just have some really cool stuff. It's worth the trip to come by and see the stuff that we have, whether it's comics or vinyls or, you know, whatever. We have it there at RC Collectibles.
Wow. So you deal with all different types of collectibles.
Yes, we do. And find it really fascinating to go shopping in antique stores as I go around. And I've actually dragged my wife now and the kids, and they kind of pick with me and things. And I have collectors for all different things now that are customers, whether it be Marvel or, like I said, Americana. And one guy collects ashtrays. One guy collects shot glasses. And who collects old bottles. And I'm always shopping and trying to find to make the customers happy with all that stuff as well.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun. It is fun, and I've been blessed my whole life to do things that I love when I worked, you know, and God knows I've worked two lifetimes already, but at least I was blessed in doing that, so.
That is a good thing, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the old saying is, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah, that's what they say, but I still feel like I worked a lot of days, so I can tell you I loved it, but I still feel like I've worked a few days, so.
I would say definitely being an entrepreneur.
Yes. You have to hustle. You know, it's we've been blessed that the hobby is really, you know, who would have thought through the pandemic that the that, you know, we knew the economy was very strong before this. Who would have thought that we came out in the hobby industry, which is expendable income, right, has taken off? And I guess because a lot of folks, and myself included, we were stuck at home and we spent time with our families and things. We slowed it down a little bit, which was the good thing for some of us. Some people weren't so blessed. They lost businesses. They had a rough time. But for some of us, that was the good part of it. And then a lot of people dragged out their collectibles. And they got, because now they had the time to go through their stamps and their cards, and all of this stuff went up in value. It was like crazy that this actually happened. But, you know, it definitely ties people to their childhoods. You know, a guy came in the other day and we're going through wacky packs from 1973 together. And I mentioned to him, I said, I can remember walking. At the time I was 7 years old and walking with my great grandmother and my grandmother. We lived in Clark at the time. We had to walk like 5 miles to Acme or whatever it was. And if I went, they gave me a pack of cards. And there was a certain smell of a wacky pack. And you pick them up 40 years later, you can't find that smell.
Right.
But I remember that about wacky packs and how cool they were, you know. And that's something that drew me to it, where they had, you know, instead of legs, pantyhose, they had logs and things like that, you know. So, you know, really cool stuff. But
oh, that's crazy. Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I think with the... A little bit, partly because of the shortages and just people, because there isn't as much new things out there, people are kind of turning their attention to older things so they can focus there.
And like I said, I told you one of the coolest thing I can do is like when I set up, and I only do one show, I do shows at my place, but my buddy runs the Wildwood Convention Center shows, he runs the Bordentown shows. And I go spend time with him in Wildwood. I have a condo and friends there. And it's a really big show at the Wildwood Convention Center. It's twice a summer. There's one coming up the weekend before Labor Day, actually. And I go set up there. And when I bring stuff and I lay out all stuff, one of the best things, and it's a free show. So people, if they're hot on the beach, they'll walk off the beach just to walk through and cool down.
Right.
And it's the memory lane. It's people like, I remember that as a kid, or I had that, you know. And you get a lot of that. And it takes you back, and it's that's what I really love about the hobby and collecting and vintage things and stuff. I really enjoy that.
Oh, that is neat.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool.
Well, we're almost out of time for tonight, but I'm so glad that you could come. Well, actually, we've got a couple more minutes, don't we?
Sure.
Yeah, we do. All
sure.
Right. So tell us again a little bit about your show and
sure.
How, yeah.
So it's we're calling it Star Wars Night at RC Collectibles on June 22nd. Dominic will be there all day from 1 to 7. Vader's 501st Legion, who's also joining him at the stadium the night before, the characters in costume. And these guys do it all for free. You actually have to put in a thing and sign up. And they'll say, people sign up to say they'll do it. So you don't know which characters are coming dressed up. They'll be there. We'll do a one-day silent auction, just a Star Wars auction, plus our regular silent auction will be there. And you can find out all the information, too, at rccollectibles.com or like us on Facebook at RC Collectibles. We're at 1060 U.S. Highway 22 in Lebanon, right across from Chelsea's Restaurant, pretty much. So if you're looking for landmarks, that's where you can find us. You can reach us on the phone at 908-840-4698. And that's about it. Call us anytime with any questions, and we'd love to have people stop by on Star Wars Night to meet Dominic. That would be great. And again, we have another event coming up in the fall. I think the next one, because it's summer now, the next one we have scheduled is the first Saturday in November, where we're calling it Lords of the Rings Day, where we're having wrestlers, boxers, and MMA guys there, MMA fighters there. So we have Terrible Tim Witherspoon already. We have Merciless Ray Mercer. We have Brutus the Barber Beefcake. We have Doink the Clown, Ray Apollo, and several others that we're in talking with right now. And hopefully we'll have Larry Holmes there and some other guys. So it'll be a really cool event to have all of those wrestlers and fighters and MMA people there, fighters as well. So it'll be cool. And then we do like a customer appreciation day to Saturday before Christmas, and we'll have autographed guests there too. And that day we do a grand prize drawing where somebody gets to spin the wheel of prizes and they win something worth up to $500, whether it be a color flat screen color TV, a Mickey Mantle autograph, or something like that. So we do all sorts of cool events, and it's fun because that brings everybody in all the time. And then we do the pack breaks, and the kids love the pack breaks, and you know, we do some really cool stuff. And the pack break we're doing the night of the Mandalorian has Star Wars autographs in it as well. So we'll be opening boxes. We don't even know what's in them because they're sealed. But also there was a Joe Montana autograph box that we open, a Pete Rose autograph box we open, plus all the other products which have the autographs and relics in it, and the inserts and stars, and you know, the Mike Trouts and the Aaron Judges and whatever is all in the products. And it's fun, and the kids really get a kick out of it. But they do win some really good stuff in there as well. So there's definitely somebody's going to walk out with a Joe Montana autograph card, a Pete Rose autograph card, a Ty Cobb written letter piece. So there's some good stuff, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun. And that's only $40 a seat. And we do two autographed baseballs in it as well. And we usually do those for all of our events. We do a pack break for everybody. It's cool because you see a lot of the same people with a lot of little kids, and you know, keeps the kids in the hobby, which is the really the backbone of it. Over time, those kids become adults and they still collect, you know. So that's the good part about it. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's something that you pass down through the generations.
Yeah, and that's what the best part is. You see dads and kids coming in collecting together, and the dad's always saying, you know, and I've had kids, and you'll see them on my page on my website, where they want a card, and I put them on the front page with the permission of their dad, and then 6 years later, the same kid's now 6'2", and he's pitching for Stroudsburg University, and he's on there again. And if you went to my website, you'll see the gentleman I'm talking about, and I'm very proud of him. They just won, I think, won a big title out in Stroudsburg, I believe, so... Yeah, so he's doing great. So it's great to see, you know, those kids growing up and stuff, you know, and it's a lot of fun.
That is. Well, thank you again for being on the program.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for asking me to come down. I really appreciate that.
No problem. We're glad to have you and that you made your way down to Flemington, which is great for us.
Ah, it's great, right? I love it in Flemington. Great city.
Thank you. And once again, you gave the address. Give it again. And
sure. It's
and all those
1060 videos. U.S. Highway 22 in Lebanon, right across from Chelsea's Restaurant. You can reach us at rccollectibles.com. You can email me at rccollectibles@embarkmail.com. We're at RC Collectibles on Facebook. Our number is 908-840-4698. And again, any questions or anything that somebody wants to talk about, just give us a holler. We'll be happy to take care of it for them. And hopefully we'll get a big turnout for Dominic. I believe we will. And it'll be a lot of fun. Star Wars night. We'll have Star Wars music playing and Star Wars on the big screen TVs going. And it'll be a lot of fun for us Star Wars geeks, as you call it, because I am one myself. So I really do love it. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I know a lot of people are really big fans of The Mandalorian.
So. Oh, absolutely. Great show. My daughter loves it. And that's my older daughter, so it's a great show. And he's great in it, too. So we're looking forward to hopefully seeing him a little bit more in some bigger roles. And being as he's getting such a great following for it, I'm hopeful that they're going to do some more stuff for him. He's just a wonderful guy. If you look him up in your Wikipedia, you see all the different shows he was on. It's incredible. And such a gentleman. So everybody's going to enjoy meeting Dominic. He's a great guy.
That's great. Well, thank you for being on the program
tonight.
Oh,
it's my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Sure. And since we're going to, I guess because we were having our technical difficulties, we're just going to end the show. I'm going to say thank everyone for joining in. And if you're listening to this on Facebook or the live stream, thank you for hanging in there tonight.
Thank you.
And we're going to be back next week when we're talking about changing the game with Craig. His last name is escaping me right now. But Craig will be joining us talking about his book and his website and all those good things that he's doing. So we're going to have a great night, everyone. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Behavior. He had been asked to leave. Kenny had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with, as they were not at the apartment, but at any
time. Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archive.